The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
Hello and welcome to The Lowdown here on URN, your ultimate guide to week one.
Over the course of week one, we'll be here every day guiding you through your first days at university.
We'll be keeping you updated on all week one social events with our What's On guide, sharing advice from older students who have been through it all before and talking about the issues that matter to you.
So to kickstart your first week at Nottingham, stay tuned to hear from SU President Anne Harrod-Smith introduce you to life at Nottingham.
We'll also be introducing you to our week one mentors, as well as getting tips on what to expect from second and third years.
But first, sit back and let us tell you about what's going on throughout the day around campus.
What's on? Monday.
Freshers Festival starts today, with activities and stalls all around campus, showcasing the best that societies and sports clubs have to offer. The festival is open from 10 till 4, so be sure to check it out.
If you're already getting lost around campus, then never fear. There are campus tours of University Park and Jubilee. These all start at the Horwood Library and leave every hour from 12 until 3.
If all of the introductory lectures are getting too much for you, you can always get involved in your halls, crafts and game afternoon. These are taking place in all halls and run from 4 till 7.
But if this doesn't take your fancy, there is a free film festival taking place at the Keaton Auditorium from 6.
Later on, if hall food has already got you wishing for your mum shepherd's pie, there's the next best thing available from 7 till 9. All halls will be holding pizza socials in their JCR. This is a good way to meet more people in your hall while they can still remember your name.
In the evening, depending on your halls, you will either be going to Baywatch at Ocean or back to school at either Crisis or Forum. Week 1 mentors will be selling tickets, all of which are £5, and will be organising transport to and from your night out.
However, if this isn't your thing, don't worry. There's also a bowling night from 8 till 11. You can meet your welcome mentors at 7:30 for transport, and tickets can be found on the Welcome Week website.
So that's what's on for Monday. Check it out on audioboom.com/URNSpeech if you want to hear it again.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
Whether it be in the areas of sport, activities, welfare or education, there's a student union officer to represent it and you.
We spoke to your SU president, Anne Harrod-Smith, about what the student union actually does and why, as new students, it will matter to you.
The Students Union.
So at the Students Union, we like to think of it as these three aspects. So do stuff, make the change and get help. It's the easiest way to sort of simplify the Students Union. But if you think of the university as your academic perspective and all of your courses, the Students Union is everything else.
Welcome mentors.
Yes, so with Welcome Mentors, they now have a specific role. So they're going to be well-versed with sports. They're going to be well-versed in the activities that we have on offer. So go to them, ask them any questions. In terms of the Welcome Festival, there's going to be more of a buzz around campus. We've taken ideas from Glastonbury and Bestival. We're going to have flags around everywhere. And it's really a chance for the societies to show and broadcast what they do.
Student union changes.
What I really want to do is make sure that the officers are there for you guys, making sure that we're engaging with you at every opportunity, so that you guys feel comfortable in asking us questions, nipping in our office at any time. But what I also want to do is work closely with the education officer, making sure that if lectures are recorded. I want to hopefully bring in an SU app to make the SU more accessible as well.
Student union events.
Graduation ball, you have all the formals that you'll be doing. We've got the He For She campaign, which is coming in a week after Freshers. This is a gender equality campaign which was started by the UN. So there's going to be someone talking from the UN, there's going to be Rob Jennings, the activities officer, speaking. There's also going to be Emma Barnett, who's the women's editor of The Telegraph. So they're arriving on Wednesday the 30th of September, so make sure that you get a ticket.
Satellite campuses.
So their mentor reps will be present in the first week, and then they can turn to their hall reps, so their JCR committees. But what we're hoping to do is make sure that the SU officers are working around each campuses during that first week, making sure that we're visible as well. But if you're on Sutton Bonington, you've got an amazing guild who you can get in contact with, and Jubilee, you have the Newark and Southwell JCR reps as well.
That was Anne Harrod-Smith, your student union president.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
Aside from the lowdown here on URM, we have a number of different areas of the station that you, as students, can get involved in.
Student discussion on URN. For all the latest in entertainment. The music show.
With all your news, reviews and live sessions.
The film show.
From old favourites to new releases.
We talk films.
Keep up to speed with URN Sport.
Stuart Pearce, you're back in Nottingham. How does it feel?
It's a great sporting city. It's a friendly city and I think the universe...
Stay on top of the student debate with shows like The Big Picture and Ask Miss D.
You don't really have any solutions here, James. It's quite clear that there is a
problem. I'm not the Chancellor. I have to have a solution.
You can get involved with the show using the hashtag AskMissD and I will answer all the questions you have.
And with all the news that matters to you, The Pulse, every weekday, 5 till 6.
In my opinion, the team did nothing wrong. Initiations are a big part
but
of university
life.
But they
broke the guidelines. They have to be punished.
Student news, student chat and student voices on URN.
If you're interested in getting involved in the speech part of the station, send an email to speech@urn1350.net.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
Week one is fundamentally all about the experience, whether you're off to Ocean in your finest Baywatch t-shirt or ripping your bedsheet up for a toga fancy dress. Week one is truly what you make it.
We went out and asked some second and final year students what advice they would give themselves for week one and how best to survive it with dignity, sanity and bank balance intact.
I would say, it's quite boring, but I would say take lots of vitamins. I do it every freshers week now because freshers flu is awful and in your lectures everyone will be coughing all around you, so make sure you keep your immune system nice and powerful.
My biggest tip would just be to get involved with everything. It sounds really cheesy, but you always end up discovering things at the freshers tent and all that that you didn't even know that you'd ever wanted to try. There's so many things that I would never have thought about joining before I came to uni that I have, and now I've got so involved with them. You don't get this experience anywhere else in the real world, so you might as well give it a shot for 3 years.
My advice would be don't back out of anything because you only get one freshers week. Do everything you possibly can, join every society you possibly can, and just have the best time.
Don't feel that you need to go out every single night because often there are enough people staying in each night that you can still have a good time if you're staying at halls and you don't have to go clubbing every day of the week.
I'd say make sure you have some paracetamol and ibuprofen for when you come to uni because you will get freshers flu and that will destroy you. But otherwise, just make sure you have fun.
Well, the best advice is, I don't know, be confident and be friendly. Don't try and be the big man or whatever, but just be friendly to everybody else and hopefully they'll be friendly back.
My advice would be just don't worry about it. I didn't know anyone during my freshers week, but I met so many friends, so many people that I had a lot in common with. So just get out there and be confident and it's all going to be okay.
I definitely say make sure you get as much sleep as you possibly can. Freshers week is quite intense. Try not to let yourself get overwhelmed by it. You know, do take time for yourself because I think it can be the case that you start spending all of your time with everyone and you don't actually get a moment for yourself just to take in what's happening. So definitely try and find a moment in the day if you can just to have a moment for yourself and, you know, take it in.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
So there are some tips from uni students who have been through freshers week at least twice. The key seems to be avoiding freshers flu.
So, when moving in yesterday, you would have been introduced to your mentors, all wearing lime green.
The mentors are a brand new addition to week one, who are here for your every need as you settle into halls.
We caught up with Emily, Ollie and James to get an idea of their key roles around uni.
The mentors.
Welcome mentors aren't ticket sellers anymore. We're not promoting and we're not alcohol directed. Like, there's less of a focus on nights out. We've got a whole range of events ranging from like bowling, pizza socials, chocolate tasting and still the club nights. So we're trying to cater for a wider variety of students as we've recognised that there's people that are more academically driven and less alcohol driven like there has been in the past. So the mentors are supposed to be there more for their like welfare and inclusivity rather than just ticket sellers to make DSU money.
Number of mentors.
I've got an increased amount of welcome mentors now, so there's a wider support network available for new arrivals, more people they can turn to, more people they can speak to in halls.
It varies between hall to hall, but the smallest hall, how many do we have? Six
in the smallest hall.
And Broadgate have 33, so there's like a range depending on how many students. Roughly we're kind of hoping it's one mentor per 50 students. That's our kind of aim.
Contact details.
Yeah, we're always available at the end of the, end of the phone. We gave out all the mentors our mobile numbers during training, and we made sure that everyone had put their numbers in their phone. Sorry. So we sort of chose some random person, for example, and said, can this person call Ollie Goodwin? Can this person call Emily Gander? So in that sense, yeah, we're always going to be at the end of the phone, and they'll always be fully charged before we go out, and during the day as well. In terms of being always available, obviously we are humans, so we do need to be getting some form of rest at some point, but I'm sure if there's a real emergency, we're always going to be at the end of the phone, and someone's going to be able to pass on to the SU, or one of us will be there to help if there's an emergency.
In terms of new arrivals as well, we've set up office in B37 in Portland Building, and that's always open for anyone to come in and drop in and ask any questions as well.
Within halls, there's always going to be two mentors, like resident in the hall. It's going to be on rotation, but there will always be two to cater for them. And then we're operating a walking bus system, so if people don't know where they're going or they need to be taken to events, then the rest of the mentor team will be allocated to do that.
The mentors are also wearing bright yellow t-shirts, so they won't be missed.
Yeah, you can't miss them. High vis.
How to apply.
Applications will probably open up around about February time, a lot earlier than it was this year, and it will have to go through the same process as everyone did this year. There will be some sort of application form, and then after that there will be an interview where we'll decide if they're suitable or not, and then after that they'll get the email confirming whether they have been successful or not.
So that was your mentors talking you through their roles and contactability during this week.
The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
That's all for The Lowdown today, but don't forget to tune into The Pulse every evening from 5 at urn1350.net for more of the week one news that matters to you. If you've missed any of the episodes, make sure to check out our Audioboom channel at audioboom.com/urnspeech.
To keep up to date with all of your campus news, you can also follow us on Twitter at urnpulse or like our Facebook page, urnnews. Remember to tune in tomorrow at 10 to hear all about activities and societies at the University of Nottingham.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.